Listener note, this episode contains adult language and content. Chapter 5, Conjecture.
What are you talking about? Where are you getting this information from? You can't make that kind of accusation. Kenna, what the fuck is wrong with you? Kenna!
Yeah, I know. Just listen. Remember when you asked me to look him up the other day?
Yes.
Well, something about him just didn't sit right. So I added an alert to my dashboard to let me know when he commented on public social media pages. I mean, I thought I'd find him flirting with other women. I don't know.
So you're spying on an account that's not his because he doesn't have social media?
He does have Mia, he lied to you. I told you that before.
So if you had his handle, why didn't you give it to me when we first talked about
this? Because I didn't have it then. And regardless, he's married. So you shouldn't be messing with him anyway.
First of all, that's none of your business.
None of my business. You brought me into this when you called me asking for information on your new little boyfriend.
No, that's not the same. That was a one-time thing, and now you're tracking him and saying he's a pedophile with no evidence and spreading lies?
First of all, it's not a lie. Nobody's spreading anything.
So prove it then.
I can't technically prove that he's a pedophile.
So you should keep his name out of your mouth.
But I know for a fact that he has at least one fake profile where he's pretending to be a teenager obsessed with Roblox. Come here. Look at this.
What am I watching?
It's a screen recording of a phone simulator. So I use this simulator to forget password and confirm that the recovery number for this profile matches the last four digits of the number you gave me for him. Now look at this. These are comments this profile has made in the last 48 hours. Read them.
Pretty body, naked, it's your birthday, LOL, looks delicious. Hot body, pretty body, sexy mama, sexy body, look at you, sexy. Okay, so he's giving compliments. What's wrong with that?
This man has your nose so wide open. I can't. Excuse me. The food is at the door. Watch out. My God, a compliment. A grown man telling a 12-year-old that she has a hot body is not a fucking compliment.
But you don't even know if that's his account. You only matched the last four numbers. What's the probability that it's Luke?
Probability? I'm not gonna argue with you. Here, eat, whatever, I don't care. Just throw the trash down the chute so it doesn't smell like Thai food in the morning.
Where are you going?
To bed. I just need to be away from you.
From me? You're the one who started this. You don't even know him.
And you do? Have you met his wife yet, Mia? The woman you didn't even know existed until I told you? Have you been to that 8,000 square foot home? Nah. But you're clearly still in a relationship with this man, even though you know he has a whole ass family. I'm literally telling you that this man is a predator, and you keep asking me for more proof. Yes, your sugar daddy, who probably bought you that first class ticket to get your ass out here, is luring little children with these nasty ass comments, and you ask me about some damn probability. Fuck your probability. Hmm. 9:17. I guess I can get up. Ooh. I can make some pancakes. Mia loves blueberry pancakes. Conflict resolution and pancakes. Yes. Let's do that. Mia. Me. Maybe she's in the bathroom. Me, you in here? Mia. She might be asleep, I guess. Let me just text her. Hey, where you at? Oh, I need some water. And it smells like Thai food in here. And what is this? Kenna. By the time you read this, I'll be at the airport. Thanks for inviting me, but I don't think it's a good idea for me to stay. You're dangerous, and what you're doing could destroy someone's life. You need to stop before someone gets in trouble or hurt, Mia. This nigga. Whatever, Mia. I'll just have these pancakes myself. And throw out last night's Thai food like I asked. You know, sometimes it just feels like the whole universe is conspiring to keep me bothered. Like, can a sister get some black girl joy? Please. And my text not going through better be because you're on that plane, Mia. You better not have blocked me, ho.
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a six-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.